So at the start of the service, we asked a question, which was, what's the most amazing thing that you've seen this year? What's the most amazing thing? I'm not going to ask you to own up, but I wonder what kind of answers you came up with. The new iPhone 7? All sorts of new features in the new iPhone. Have you got a new iPhone yet? No? Oh, you've got an iPhone SE? Even better than the iPhone SE is the new iPhone 7, so I'm told. I wonder if you came up with something like that. Or maybe some of the incredible feats of sportsmanship that we saw at the Olympics, possibly. Some of those were pretty amazing. Or maybe you've had a prayer answered. Maybe you've seen a miracle of some kind. That's always an amazing thing to see. Lots of good answers, some better than others. I particularly wouldn't go for an iPhone 7, but lots of good answers we could have come up with. But I wonder whether we sometimes miss the amazing things that are right in front of us. I wonder if we sometimes walk past the amazing things without even noticing them. I'm very likely to do that. I'm the kind of person who walks past all sorts of things without noticing them, as Astrid will tell you, I'm quite sure. Last week we went shopping for a sofa. We've got two sofas at home that we've had since we first bought a house together after we got married, and having had a little girl bouncing on those and using them as a trampoline for 12 or 13 years, they're kind of in need of replacement. So we went off to the shop and we started looking at different sofas, and we had those conversations that you have when you're looking at sofas, like, I like the colour of this, I don't like the pattern of that. And then Astrid said, I think that would really go with the carpet in our living room. And I looked at it, and I thought, and I realised that I had absolutely no idea whatsoever what the colour of the carpet in our living room is. We've only lived there a year, and I genuinely... Now, I'm really tempted at this point to ask you all to put a hand up and check with each other, but I had no idea. I walk past things without noticing. I'd miss things in front of me. And this morning, what we're trying to encourage you to do is to think about just how amazing God's creation is. Just how remarkable, how wonderful the things that he's made are. Because it's so easy to walk past them and not notice just how incredible they are. Those of us that went to Soul Survivor in the summer, which a few of you got sitting over here, we heard Mike Pilavachi speak about visiting the Grand Canyon, didn't we? And when Mike Pilavachi reached the Grand Canyon and saw the Grand Canyon, now I've never seen it, but I've heard that it's a pretty incredible place. Mike Pilavachi said he could only say one thing, which was, wow. And he just said this over and over and over again for about 10 minutes. But he said, that made me say, wow. But I want to say, you don't have to go to the Grand Canyon to look at what God's made and say, wow. You just need to look. Just need to look in your own house or your own garden. A common flea, like the one that lives on my cat or your dog, I imagine, a common flea can jump 200 times its own height. That's the equivalent of you or me jumping over the Empire State Building. Wow! God made that. A garden snail, like the type that you probably toss over your next door neighbour's fence every time they come out after it's rained. A garden snail, if it loses an eye, please don't try this at home, but if it loses an eye, it will grow it back again. Wow. God made that. We've already talked about the number of insects on the planet. Just think about ants. For every single one of us, there are something like 1 million ants. And do you know something about ants? They never sleep. True fact. It's kind of creepy, isn't it? But wow! Or if you cast your mind just a little further afield. Oysters. Some of us like eating them. Others like the fact they make pearls, but they live in the sea all around the planet. Oysters can do something absolutely remarkable. If there are too many little boy oysters, some of them will turn into little girl oysters. And if there are too many little girl oysters, some of them would turn into little boy oysters. If human beings could do that, university physics department socials would have been an entirely different kettle of fish. But wow, God made that, and it's amazing. Elephants. Elephants can smell water over 3 miles away. Wow. There's a type of jellyfish that scientists have discovered that basically doesn't get older. If nothing comes along and attacks it, it could theoretically live forever. It just doesn't age. Wow. Something else that scientists have discovered recently, they think that bottlenose dolphins, you know, those cute dolphins that we all love to watch, they think that bottlenose dolphins have names. That when they call to one another, you know, they have this very sophisticated system of whistles and pops and squeaks that they use to call to one another. They now think that that breed of dolphin, that species of dolphin, have unique identifying names that they use when they're speaking to one another. Wow. God made that. And it's amazing. And you could go on. You could go on and on. We could spend the entire morning just looking at different aspects of what God's made. In the Bible, in the book of Romans, it says this. Open your eyes and look. Look properly at what God has made. Ever since the world was created, people have been able to see that God was there and that God was so wonderfully powerful just by looking at all the wonderful things he created. That's my own sort of paraphrase of that verse in Romans 1:20, but it's pretty close to the normal translation. Here's another verse that you may not be so familiar with. This is from the book of Job. It says, but ask the animals, and they will teach you. Or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you. Or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hands are the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves to open our eyes and to really look and to say, wow. Sometimes we need to look again at the incredible detail and cleverness and beauty of what God has made. And to just pause and say, wow, thank you that you made this. And at harvest time, of course, we pause to say thank you to God for the food that we eat. And that's one of the main focuses of our service this morning. And it's really good that we take time each year to stop and to remember that God provides for us in that way. But I want to encourage you this morning that we're not just going to be saying, thank you, God, that we have food. Thank you that we're not hungry. Thank you that we have food on the table. Let's pause and think about how amazing and beautiful and how immensely clever are the things that God's designed. You might, at home, you might plant a seed, or a farmer in a field might plant a field full of seeds. And you might water it, and you might fertilise it, you might protect it from the frost. But you can't make it grow a single millimetre. Not one. God can do that. God designed it to do that. You and I can't really understand how a tiny seed can turn nutrients in the soil and water and sunlight into stalks and leaves and flowers and seeds. God designed that. God did that. You know, the more you look at it, I'm fascinated by science, that's my background, but I still do quite a bit of reading into the science behind some of these things. The more you look into it, the more you try to understand it, the more you read about the way that all that stuff is coded into the DNA of each of those plants and creatures, the more it leaves you saying, wow, what a brilliant design there is behind all these things. What a wonderful, creative, generous God. So I want to encourage you to pause this week and to take time to say wow. And we want to give you something to take home. I know it's quite early in the service to give you something. You're just going to have to look after it for the rest of the service. But could 3 or 4 of you or more come and give us a hand handing some things out. If a few of you could take the trays round, and then one or two of you could take those little plastic pots round afterwards, that would be brilliant. What we'd like to do is to give you a little tiny pot. I've been told to tell you that they're not shot glasses, they are in fact communion cups in bright colours, but they're little tiny cups, and inside each one is a piece of wet cotton wool. And then we're coming round with a pot of seeds. I'm sure you've done this before. They're just cress seeds. When you get the seeds, take three or four and sprinkle them into the pot, and then take it home. Put it on a windowsill at home, put it somewhere where it's going to get a bit of sunlight, maybe put a few drips of water into it if it dries out during the week. And over the next few days, that seed is going to start growing. Excuse me. And I want to encourage you to pause and look at it each day. Because yesterday it would have been that big, and today it will be that big. And you'll be able to look at that and you'll be able to say, wow, God did that. I might have put some water in there, but I cannot wind a handle and make that thing grow. I cannot, thank you very much. I cannot design one of these things so that fed and watered, it will grow. Only God can do that. Let's use that. It's a tiny little thing, but let's use that as a way to remind ourselves through the week to stop and to look at what God's made and to be amazed by it and to be amazed by how clever he is and how beautiful what he's made is. And children, you might want to stop and look at it with your parents and just together say, wow, this is amazing.